I am dialing the number of a woman I've been waiting to speak to for a very, very long time. Hi, good morning. I'm Disha Oberoi. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. It's a Wednesday morning, 8:30. And her name is Deepa Malik. I'm pretty sure the name sounds familiar. More about her in this conversation.
Hello.
I love your caller tune.
Yeah.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm really happy. I mean, I couldn't be happier. Come on.
Disha.
We're hugely happy, incredibly proud. Congratulations, the first Indian woman to pick up a Paralympic medal. That's huge.
It brings happiness, but there's a paradox there. At the same time, I feel a little disturbed about the fact that what took a woman so long to take this medal, and that really needs a serious thought. A man could win a medal as early as 1972, and it had to be 2016 for a woman to pick up the first medal. Empower women with various disabilities, so that I guess sports is an amazing medium. And then let's not ignore the awards and rewards that come with the medal.
Oh, and let's not ignore the fact that you get to meet Sachin Tendulkar as well.
Yay! And you forgot about
Amitabh Bachchan, Hrithik Roshan. But keeping the whole sport feel in mind, what was it like meeting one of the greatest sportsmen India has ever produced?
Amazing. And when I said to Sachin, I said it was a long lost dream to share space with a legend. And he turned around and he says, well, it's a legend meeting a legend. You are no less yourself. And I was like, wow.
Now, Deepa, for people who haven't been following the Paralympics, you won a silver medal in shot put.
Yes.
How differently abled are you, Deepa, if you can explain it to us?
I have spinal cord injury that has led just below paralysis in the body. I have undergone 3 major surgeries for removal of spinal cord tumors that has led to almost 200 stitches between the shoulder blades and a lot of vertebral columns have been chopped off to reach the tumor. So no sensation below chest, no muscle power below chest, no torso balance. Can't raise both my arms together because I need one arm to hold the body upright every time. Temperature control is challenged, half my lungs don't inflate, and the biggest challenge I face day to day is no bladder, no bowel control. So my bladder and my bowel has to be artificially managed all through.
Despite this, you were the first specially abled person to swim a kilometer in the Yamuna against the current.
Yeah.
What are you made of? What is your breakfast? What is Deepa Malik's breakfast? Because I know you started out your career in sport at the age of 36.
Yeah, you know, there's a very famous saying that winners don't do different things.
They do things differently. Yes.
So I'm differently abled and I'm already a winner, yeah?
Oh, high five to that, Deepa. What energy, what spirit. It's such a pleasure talking to you. Paralympians have performed way better than our athletes at the Olympics.
That is just the tip of the iceberg. You're yet to see the real talent. You give us the infrastructure, you give us the opportunity. Yep. And wait till 2020, there's going to be more history needs to be created.
Oh, yes, so yes. Tokyo 2020, all the best for that, Deepa.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Ooh, that's nice.